I was on the campus of Hampshire College earlier this week, right after students got some really tough news.
Just this morning.
We all found out this
morning.
Everyone
found out this morning at like 8:15.
Yeah.
It's a small liberal arts school in western Massachusetts. And after years of financial struggles, college officials announced it will close at the end of the fall semester this year. Outside the campus cafe, a group of upperclassmen, some barefoot, were embracing each other and discussing the fate of their school.
It's just a really big loss for such a special community.
Kelly Malone Wolfson is a senior studying biology and photography.
It's just like nowhere else on earth.
Honestly. For nearly six decades, Hampshire College has been home to students seeking an alternative education with interdisciplinary majors and a non-traditional grading system. Both of Malone Wolfson's parents went to Hampshire College.
I'm really processing on like a historical level of 30, 40 years back how many people are really feeling and grieving what's going to happen to this place.
Hampshire students who are far enough along will have the opportunity to finish their degrees by the end of fall semester. Others will have to transfer.
And yeah, I think grief, that's the best word for it.
Hallie Spell is a senior at Hampshire. She transferred in 2023 from New College in Florida, another liberal arts school that was under similar financial pressure.
The fact that it's happening to so many small liberal arts schools throughout
Absolutely.
Like the United States, like it's not an isolated problem, and it is so devastating.
A quarter of all private colleges in the U.S. could close over the next decade, according to a new projection. Smaller schools and those in rural areas are most at risk of closure. Just 3 hours straight up Interstate 91, Sterling College in Vermont announced it will graduate its final class this May. Liam Elder Connors, a reporter at Vermont Public, visited that campus.
It was sheep birthing season last month at Sterling College. The tiny, environmentally focused liberal arts school is nestled near the village green in Craftsbury, a town in northeastern Vermont. There had already been 15 lambs born this semester at the school's student-run farm. Lillianne Keeley is a senior here, one of only 35 students at this campus. Today, she's popped down to the barn after lunch. She found that a sheep named Baklava had given birth half an hour earlier.
A big, big white girl, 14.6 pounds. That's pretty good. That's our biggest lamb so far this year, so.
So yeah, no name yet for this new?
No name yet. I'm considering maybe like Gouda or Provolone, but I gotta think on it.
Keeley has learned a lot about sheep during her 3 years at Sterling. The college prioritizes getting students in the field, literally. They grow food, learn to drive tractors, and care for animals. Keeley says she chose Sterling because she wanted to study farming and be part of a small community. And while she had wondered about the school's future, she was never too worried.
I think I've always just been in this la-la mindset that maybe I'll graduate before it closes.
Keeley will graduate this spring, though she's packed her schedule to make that work. But she'll be among the last. First-year students like Jack Beetson will never get that chance. The 18-year-old says he had no interest in bigger, more traditional schools.
I just sort of get freaked out in like a big space like that.
Sterling, founded as a prep school in 1958, has always been small. Enrollment peaked at 120 and shrank down to this year's 35. Financial records show that money was tight. And so in November, the Board of Trustees decided Sterling would close. Beetson says at first he was angry, but recently his attitude has changed.
And I sort of started to just think, oh man, this is awesome. I'm so glad I got to spend at least a year here.
Scott Thomas is the school's president. He says it was a tough decision to close. They weren't totally out of money, but he says it was the right thing to do, especially to allow students to return for one more semester.
The responsible path is to recognize that there is a horizon, and you're going to address that horizon responsibly, and you're going to address that horizon in a way that speaks to the best of your legacy and is accountable to, first and foremost, your students.
The demographic and financial challenges that shuttered Sterling aren't unique. There are fewer kids graduating high school, and of those who do, fewer are going to college. That's put schools across the country at risk. Since 2012, when there were more than 4,000 colleges in the U.S., about 1,000 have gone out of business. And a new estimate from Huron Consulting Group predicts that 442 private colleges are at risk of closure or merging. That could affect more than 500,000 students, says Peter Stokes, the managing director at Huron. Stokes says these closures are disruptive for students.
There have been some studies that suggest that when an institution closes, only about half of the students disrupted actually continue on to another institution. And of those, only about a half finish their degree.
At Sterling College, most of the remaining students will graduate this spring. The school also has worked out agreements with other colleges in the Northeast to take some of the rest. Students like first-year Jack Beetson are preparing for their last weeks on campus. He says he's planning to go to a small college in upstate New York next spring. But his year at Sterling will stick with him.
I haven't really experienced a community like this before in my life. And I'm going to be searching for this for the rest of my life, I think.
Beetson says this college made him feel like people depended on him. And he says that's really important, especially to young people like him. For NPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors in Craftsbury, Vermont.
This story was produced in collaboration with the Hechinger Report, a nonprofit education news organization.